Today, I would like to talk about being faithful and fearless. And I'm going to start off by asking you all a question. And that question is, what do you fear? What are you afraid of? Is it pain? Is it death? How do we handle fearful situations or trials of faith? Do we trust in God when we're going through them, or do we lose our faith and not even think about God when we're going through them? And as all of us know, fear isn't a good thing to feel physically, emotionally, mentally, but fear is also not good for you spiritually. So why? Why isn't fear good for you spiritually? For one, it can take our minds off of God. Two, it can decrease our faith in Him. Like, if we're a soldier out on the battlefield and the odds seem to have turned against us and we're saying, oh, I've got no chance. It seems like there's no hope left and that there's no chance that we can make it out of this alive. And we're so far into this, we're not even focused on God anymore. If you will, please turn with me to Mark chapter 4. And I'm going to be reading to you an example of Jesus' very own apostles when they had no faith in Him. I'm sure you all know this story. This is a story of when they're in the boat with Him, and Jesus calms the storm. And we're going to be reading verses 35 through 41. And it reads, "On that day, when evening had come, He said to them, 'Let us go across to the other side.' And leaving the crowd, they took Him with them in the boat, just as He was, and other boats were with Him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But He was asleep in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke Him and said to Him, 'Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?' And He awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, 'Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?' And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, 'Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him?'" So as you can see, it says that they were filled with great fear, and their fear took away their faith from Jesus, and they even accused Him of not caring. And it makes me think, how would I react to a trial of faith like they were in, if I was them? How would we react, church? Would we react like them, or would we keep our faith in Jesus? And as we obviously can see, that this is a big problem in our relationship with God. So what can we do to conquer this fear, church? Well, one, we can pray to God for courage. Psalms 55, verse 16 says, "But I call to God, and He will save me." This is the writer of Psalms saying that when he prays to God faithfully, he knows that God will deliver him from the situation he's in. Church, we need to always remain faithful and persevere. Even when we are that soldier out on the battlefield and it seems like we have no chance to get through this alive, we just need to keep going and say, "God, I trust You to get me through this." And we need to stay true to the Lord always, because He deserves it. Unlike Peter did when he denied Jesus three times, God sacrificed His one and only Son for us. Do you think Jesus was afraid before He went up on the crucifixion? Well, church, I'm sure He was, but there's a difference in being afraid and letting your fear affect your faith. And Jesus didn't do that, so why should we? Why should we, church? And if you would, please turn to Job chapter 1. I'm going to be reading to you an example of a man who, to me, had to persevere more than almost anyone else in the Bible. And he did it successfully, and he kept his faith in the Lord the entire time that he had to do this inside this book. And we're going to be reading verses 7 through 11. And it reads, "The Lord said to Satan, 'From where have you come?' Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it.' And the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil?' Then Satan answered the Lord and said, 'Does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your faith, to your face. And as we know, this was the beginning of the story of Job, and he had to persevere a lot, church. And so what did Job suffer? Why did Job need faith? Well, for one, we know that Job lost a lot. And first, Job lost almost all of his servants. I'm sure Job could count on his fingers how many he had left by the end of his trials. Next, he lost all of his cattle. And I did the math, and church, he had 11,000 cattle. Can you even imagine how much that is and how much he lost? And next, probably the worst part, was that he lost all of his children. Parents, I'm sure some of us could tear up at the thought of even losing one of our children. But can you imagine losing all of them? And it still wasn't over after that. Next, God allowed the devil to actually touch Job's body. And so what the devil did was he gave Job boils from head to toe. And it doesn't say exactly how long it was. But can you imagine the worst pain you've ever felt in your life, and feeling it all over your body? And I'm sure from how long this book is that he was feeling like this for at least a day, maybe a week, maybe a year, we don't know. But we do know that while he was in suffering, he was in some serious pain, church. And after all this, I'm sure he wished that he could have at least someone to talk to, at least someone to comfort him. But instead, his wife and his friends betrayed him. His wife told him to curse God and die. And his friends, they were thinking that this was Job's fault. They were thinking that God was punishing Job for something that he did. And so now he has no one to talk to, and he probably feels like he lost just about everything he ever had. And do you think at all during this time he was afraid? Do you think he was afraid that he would lose someone else closer to him, like his wife or his friends? Or do you think he'd lose his own life? Do you think he was afraid for his children? It says in Job that Job's children cursed God. Do you think he was afraid of where they were after they died? Well, whether he was afraid or not, he was like Jesus. He was faithful and he was rewarded. And God says in Job chapter 42, verse 8, to one of Job's friends, "For you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has." And this is at the end of Job. And from this, we can tell that Job never blames God for anything that ever happened in this book. And Job never said anything wrong to God or about God. He remained faithful to the Lord like we need to, church. We need to have faith in God. We need to think of the earthly and eternal rewards. If we have faith in God, we will have a God on our side for the rest of our lives. Can we truly comprehend what that means? To have a God who can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, on our side? And if we do remain faithful to him for the rest of our lives, we'll live with him forever in heaven. Church, we need to learn from the apostles when they were during the storm. And we need to be like Job. Church, we need to be faithful and fearless. Thank you.